USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Two high-profile visits to the U.S.-Mexico border. Both President Biden and former President Donald Trump spending some of their Thursday at the U.S.-Mexico border as a controversy over handling the illegal immigrant crisis continues. While speaking at the U.S.-Mexico border, former President Donald Trump has some strong words for President Biden.
What he is doing is just unbelievable. Joe Biden will never say Lake and Riley's name, but we will say it and we will remember. We're not going to forget her.
Riley, the University of Georgia nursing student who was killed by an illegal immigrant just a week ago. Lawmakers are continuing to look for answers in the wake of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's attempt to keep his recent hospitalization a secret. Austin was hospitalized following complications from prostate cancer surgery, but didn't notify President Biden or lawmakers for several days. Chairman of the House Armed Services Committee Mike Rogers discusses the timeline of Austin's notification.
3 days after the Secretary's hospitalization, Deputy Secretary Hicks and the President were first informed that Secretary Austin was in the hospital. On January 5th, Congress is informed of the Secretary's hospitalization.
California is getting blasted once again with a winter snowstorm. Some parts of the state in the higher elevations seeing up to 10 feet of snow through the weekend and blizzard-like conditions. The winter storm will bury the state and is the biggest snowfall of the year. While it could pose a danger to travelers, it only will help boost the state's water supply and tourism. The latest inflation report shows a jump of 4% in January, which is in line with what economists were expecting. The Fed Reserve is considering whether or not to start lowering interest rates. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Foreign interference in the 2024 presidential election is already beginning, as U.S. officials and cyber experts say Russia is using fake online accounts and bots to damage President Biden and other Democrats. Speaking at an event hosted by the Intelligence and National Security Alliance, FBI Director Christopher Wray explains how artificial intelligence can make it easier for other governments to interfere in the upcoming election.
This election cycle, the U.S. will face more adversaries moving at a faster pace and enabled by new technology. Advances in generative AI, for instance, are lowering the barrier to entry, making it easier for both more and less sophisticated foreign adversaries to engage in malign influence.
After over a decade of serving as Senate Republican leader, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky will be stepping down from his leadership position in November. Florida Republican Congressman Marco Rubio weighs in on Fox and Friends.
Whether you like them or not, he's the most consequential Republican senator of the last quarter century, and maybe senator, period, in terms of the work he's done on so many different issues. I think it'll be hard to have another Mitch McConnell in that regard, just in terms of impact, because of the way the world has changed.
NASCAR drivers are out west for the Pennzoil 400 set to take place from the Las Vegas Motor Speedway Sunday afternoon. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.